2020 hindsight, what was wrong?
It's hard to say. There's all different things that you can look at, but most importantly, I think it's all aspects of the things. It's going back to the basics, making sure, when you talk about running the football, it's not just about the front side. It's about the back side that can break things. I know that as a group, we're focused on getting that back to number one.
You're obviously going to the right side this year.
Right? Yeah.
How does that feel?
Feels great. I mean, I'm sitting here working with a guy like Chris Snee, who's been around here for the last 9 years with me, and I know that we're confident going into the season. We've already started working throughout OTAs and minicamp, but I know we're going to be ready to go come game one, and this isn't something out of the ordinary, moving me to different positions. So I'm ready, and I know I'm going to get great work over there, and it's going to be fun battling with Justin.
Mudd, before, said that the fact that you guys were 32nd in the run game was devastating for him when he goes
out
the offseason.
Absolutely.
You won a Super Bowl, but does that number kind of stick with you anyway?
Absolutely. You always, even though being defending world champs, you got to look back and evaluate all the important things. And that's been such a strength for our offense is being in the top 10 and being number one at one point. And we just know with the weapons that we have out there at wide receiver, if we can get the run game going like we know we're capable of, our offense could be deadly.
You had your hand, Chris had his elbow, David's neck, Wilbini's eye. Could be pretty easy to say a lot of this was injuries. Can you blame
yourself? You never make excuses. I mean, there's no excuses to blame injuries. I think towards the end of the season and in the playoffs, we got the run game going strong. And, you can say there's guys moving around, different things like that, but you never make any excuses for anything. And like I said, I know as a group, we're making a collective effort, all of us, to make it a strength because, like I said, the guys that we have in our huddle, the guys that we have outside, the quarterback that we have, we get the running game back up to where it's capable of. Our offense is definitely going to be one of the top in the league.
Thank you.